Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. At 7 a.m. for the 19th day in a row, I greet you all with the grace and the peace of God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. Thank God it's day 19. We are on our 19th day of consecrated prayer and fasting as we seek the face, the voice, and the will of God. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the prayer line on this 19th day of reset. I pray that if this is your first time really committing yourself to a dedicated and consecrated fasting journey, that you're already thankful to God. It may have had some changes. It may have been some tough moments, but I pray that you're already beginning to see the value, the impact of surrendering your life, changing your day, changing your routine, getting up early in the morning, seeking out God, denying yourself some of the pleasures we're used to. I hope that there's someone on this line who can join me today and just thanking God for the call to change our lives. And not only is God going to change our lives, but we believe as we commit ourselves to this that through us, God's going to change the world. Don't forget, our theme is loving out loud. We are seeking to be those who live in the love of Jesus Christ and share with others. You know, one of the mottos of our church, if you've never been aware, is that we seek to help people experience and share the transformative love of Jesus. That part of the core of Open Door Sanctuary is meant to make certain that you experience it and then that you want to share it with others. And I welcome all of you who join with us, knowing that there's nothing wrong with loving your neighbor. There's nothing wrong with praying for them that despitefully use you. There's nothing wrong with choosing not to hate, but choosing to walk in love, because that's what Jesus did, and we are seeking to model our lives after Jesus. Listen, everybody, I want to share with you a quick funny story, and it'll set the tone for the prayer I want to lift up this morning. You know, as pastor, I have the joy of being involved in many weddings. One of the great things I love to do is to stand there as a couple says I do and invite God to help them shape a life that moves to happily ever after. And typically, when I'm doing weddings, I don't stay for the reception. Well, because one, I'm not going to enjoy it being pastor, and two, you're not going to enjoy it with me at the table. People tend to hide what's in their hand when they see the pastor coming by. So rather than mess up your reception, I usually don't stay. Well, I was at this one wedding this past year, and one of the couples begged me to stay to bless the food. After I blessed the food, they broke out in a line dance. Now, let me tell you, I'm old school, electric slide. I can do that with my eyes closed. But they were doing this new line dance to Tamia, Can't Get Enough. That new line dance that Tamia does. And I was impressed. I was like, wow, I really want to do this line dance. I got the electric slide, but I want to do Tamia's line dance. So I figured I'm going to learn to do this line dance. So I'm standing there and watching it, and it's a little more complicated than I thought. I can't get the footwork right. I'm seeing the movement. I got the rhythm left to right. It's the footwork and when to turn left and how to do a three-quarter turn. I was watching them, but I couldn't do it. I wanted to do it, but I couldn't. I remember a little later, I spoke with one of my good friends, one of my best friends, who was actually a professional dancer. And I said to him, you know what I want to do? I want to do that Tamia line dance. And he said, you mean this one? And he broke it down and did it so easily. Like, you're cheating because you're a dancer. But he's doing the lion dance, and I'm like, yeah, I want to learn how to do that one. He says, well, let me show you how. He gets in front of me and says, now you stand behind me. He said, I've been doing this for 30 years, teaching people how to dance. And I've learned that whenever you want to learn something new, you need someone in front of you who you can follow. That you really can't learn it watching. You learn it better when there's a teacher right in front of you and you're standing right behind him and you're following his movement. That made me think. That's really how we learn to be disciples. That there's something we learn as we watch others. But let's be real. There are times, and other disciples can't teach us. There are times when we see things in the lives of others that we don't want to mimic. There are times when we as disciples fall short. But hear the words of Jesus, who steps in front of us. Who's God coming down to step right in front of us, that we might stand right behind him and learn and hear the words of Jesus in Matthew 16:24. If any woman, if any man would come after me, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. That is how we learn to be disciples, that we deny ourselves, that we take up our cross, and we follow the life of Jesus Christ. That's what I want to pray for today, that we learn to deny, take up the cross, and follow Jesus. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we bow down before you on this 19th day. And Lord, with hearts of gratitude and thanksgiving, with a light that is already being transformed, with the ability, oh God, to look in a mirror and know that you are working in us and on us and even through us. Excuse me, we say, gracious loving Father God, thank you for this Sunday. Thank you, oh gracious loving Father God, for bringing us through all the challenges of yesterday. There's a lot we had to get through. We had to attend conversations. We had to endure hallelujah. We had to attend conversations. We had to endure. Some of them left us frustrated. But on this Monday, oh gracious loving Father God, we do not carry over a hangover or frustration, but we awaken with joy and thanksgiving to your brand new mercies and for this brand new day, God. Gracious loving Father God, I want to thank you that many of us awaken today with no news of trauma or tragedy or even trouble in our lives. Gracious loving Father God, forgive me for all the moments when I complained rather than saying thank you, for all the moments when I allowed someone else's problem to cause me to overlook your grace to me, for all the times we allow the little things to outweigh the major things that you continue to do. Gracious loving Father God, this morning we say thank you for protecting, for loving, for giving the strength to us to face this day. And we go in line this day knowing that you are already in it, that whatever this day is going to bring, you've already seen it. You already know. And gracious loving Father God, you have already provided. So today we go looking to see your provision and your miracles. I expect, Lord Heavenly Father God, to do great things. And every day, my sister, every day, my brother, no matter what the challenges of your life, I want you to go in expecting that God's going to do great things. That's what David alluded to in Psalms 27 at the end of that psalm, when he says, I would have lost hope had I not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I think we have the right to expect to see the goodness of God on this Sunday. I want you to go into this day believing that you're going to see sufficient grace. I want you to go into this day believing that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Face this challenge of today, knowing that God hears and answers prayers, no matter how your body may feel this morning, no matter how much your mind may be weighed down, no matter what burdens you carry in your spirit, walk into this day. Knowing that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, that God has been good to you, and that will not stop on today. And today you have the right, as a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, to expect to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And here's what the Lord says: if you would come after me, if you would follow me, if you would if you would be my disciples, here's what I need you to do, my brother. Here's your assignment, my sister. I need you to deny yourself. Gracious Heavenly Father God, we practice this during our prayer and our fasting to surrender our desires to your divine destiny. Gracious Heavenly Father God, to learn to tell ourselves no, to deny ourselves the things our flesh craves, to deny ourselves the vengeance that so easily consumed our hearts, to deny ourselves the desire to curse someone out, to deny ourselves the material gains and pleasures of life that we might learn to be a blessing to the kingdom and to those who stand in need. Gracious Lord and Father God, today we're learning to deny ourselves. Remind us that in this journey of fasting, every time we say no, every time we remind ourselves that we cannot do, that we are drawing closer to you and we are following you, that on the other side of these 40 days, we will be stronger because we've learned how to tell our flesh no. Thank you, O gracious, loving Father God, for giving us the strength to deny ourselves. Today, I want you to take that to another level and believe that denial is part of the Christian journey, that being a child of God does not give us the right to pursue all we want. It means that we lay certain things down. Listen to the words of Paul. He said, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. That maturing in Christ is not about what we hold on to. It's about what we learn to let go of. That my maturity is seen not in what I reach for, but in what I tell myself. No. Gracious Heavenly Father God, that we're learning to deny ourselves, and you call us to take up our cross, realizing that discipleship, that being born again, does not mean that everything is going to be easy, breezy, and automatic. Yes, and hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus. But a cross is a symbol of challenge, of suffering, and that as children of God, we don't run from the challenge. We don't run from the suffering. We are those who do not allow, hear me, the challenges and the suffering of this life to cause us to think that God has abandoned us. Beloved, this is where our faith grows. That it's all right in some moments of our life to wonder why God is letting this happen to you and why this is going down in your life. But as a child of God, we grow beyond that and accept and acknowledge that walking with God comes with suffering. It comes with challenges. And we don't abandon God simply because life has gotten rough. We don't stop praying simply because we didn't get the answer we wanted. We don't stop coming to church simply because life continues to get rough on us. But we hold on to our cross and acknowledge that this is the sign of God's strength within us, that we can endure suffering like a good soldier, that we don't grow weary in well-doing, that we declare like Job, if he slay me, yet will I trust him. Beloved, when was the last time you struggled because you were a Christian? Let me say that again. It's one thing to have a life happen to you. It's another thing to bring things on yourself. But when was the last time you had to suffer because of your faith, because of your commitment to Jesus Christ, because you would not compromise, because you would not surrender, but you held on to God and stood strong in faith? Gracious Lord and Father God, teach us today to not, to teach us, Lord, today to not deny ourselves, but to take up our cross. And then, oh, gracious, loving Father God, you say to follow you, Lord, that our utmost desire is not simply to do what we want to do. We come to you in prayer and fasting to humble ourselves, to acknowledge that we can't handle all of life on our own. And oh, God, that every thought we think is not right. Beloved, one of the reasons God calls us to prayer is to humble us, that we would acknowledge that my way is not always right. It is so easy to get to a place in life where you think your thoughts are right. You think your desires are right. You think your life is right. But prayer is a surrendering and a submitting to an acknowledgement that God is greater than I am, and that I come seeking the will of God in my life. So, gracious Loving Father God, today we learn to deny ourselves. We learn to take up our cross, and we're learning to follow you, following the life of Jesus Christ and how we treat people, following the life of Jesus Christ and how we speak, following the life of Jesus Christ and how we trust you, following the life of Jesus Christ and how we lift up holiness, how we rebuke hypocrisy, how we're kind to others. Gracious Loving Father God, may my life today look a whole lot like Jesus. May I learn the footwork of Jesus. May I get in the rhythm of Jesus. May I learn the line dance of Jesus, that people can see me and see you through me. Gracious Loving Father God, that is the prayer over all my brothers, over all my sisters on this prayer line today, that we will learn to take up our cross and deny ourselves, and more importantly, that we would follow you. Teach us to do that on this day, oh God, as we move into day 19 of our 40-day journey. Thank you, Lord, that we are almost halfway through. Be with us now as we go into this day. And we ask this in the name of the one who we follow, Jesus, who always and alone is our cross, Christ, and the redeemed of the Lord who loved the Lord, said amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and my sisters, happy Sunday. Happy day 19th of reset to all who are on this prayer line. May you deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus on this day. This is Pastor Hawley, thankful to God that we record the prayers. If you ever want to call in and listen, and we'll put them up in about an hour from now. And please remember that we'll be back here tomorrow morning. We continue even through the weekends on Saturday and Sundays on our prayer call at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, this is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ, and I mean it. And I pray that for you, and you pray for me. Have a blessed, beautiful Sunday, everyone. We'll be back here tomorrow morning.